I'm Liz Curtis Higgs, and this is a Ministry of Tears. I cry easily and often. Happy tears, sad tears, over-the-top tears, Hallmark commercial tears. You name it, babe, I've leaked over it. Hankies up, girlfriends, if you're with me on this. Out of sheer joy, I cry at church more than anywhere else. When I hear a wondrous truth spoken or a glorious song lifted in praise, when I see a new believer step forward or an old saint read the scriptures, I am so overwhelmed with God's presence that tears flow down my cheeks. Not little drips, buckets, sheets of water, a monsoon. Even after 25 years of marriage, this baffles my husband. He looks over at me, eyes wide with concern, and whispers, "Are you okay?" "Oh, yeah." I smile blissfully as another waterfall plunges over my chin and pools on my silk blouse. Couldn't be better. For those among us who feel awkward about our abundance of tears, here's good news. Leaking for the Lord has a long and honorable history. David confessed, "I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears," Psalm 6:6. Flood, weep, drench, sure, we get that. The Apostle Paul served the Lord with great humility and with tears, Acts 20:19, which rules out the real men don't cry argument. And of course, everybody's favorite memory verse says it all. Jesus wept, John 11:35. So we're in glorious company, especially when you consider what our Lord's tears said to his audience that day about his relationship with the late Lazarus. "See how he loved him," John 11:36. In my own audience, one sunny Missouri day, sat a dear woman who thought her tears were a stumbling block to serving God. After hearing me teach about the woman in Luke 7, who anointed Jesus' feet with her tears, this leaking sister sought me out. Between sniffs, she explained, "I want more than anything to help people who are hurting in our church and come forward for prayer. But the minute I hear their stories, I start weeping, which embarrasses me no end. Now I just hide in the pew." "Aha!" I gave her a big hug. "You have a ministry of tears." "A what?" Truth is, I wasn't sure what I was talking about either. A ministry. You help people by crying. "Really?" She dabbed at her wet cheeks and nodded. "Tell me more." Uh-oh. I'd already told her more than I knew on the subject. The Lord came to my rescue again and gave me the words she needed to hear. "Your tears help others not feel foolish about weeping right along with you. The Bible tells us to mourn with those who mourn, Romans 12:15, and to comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God, 2 Corinthians 1:4. See? Your tears don't hurt. They help." After I printed off all the Bible verses I could find on leaking and sent them off to my new friend, I soon discovered that Marcia got the message loud and clear. She wrote, "During this evening's service, a lady in our church knelt at the altar, praying and crying desperately. And guess who God shoved right down that aisle to help her? After she shared her needs with me, I did my usual leaking and a whole lot of blubbering. I had a very difficult time speaking above the sobs. But I prayed with her, and I loved her. And you know what? She knew my heart. And God knew my heart." Hang on a second. Let me find a tissue. She finished with, "One of the verses you sent me said, 'He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy,' Psalm 126:6. All my life, I thought my tears were a curse. I just wanted you to know, Liz, I'm reaping a harvest of joy in Missouri." Those of us who leak in the other 49 states and Canadian provinces can't wait to join you, sis, along with leakers around the globe. God can and will use anything we surrender to him. Laughter and tears, joy and sorrow, victories and mistakes, strengths and weaknesses. We minister to others best when we offer our true selves, as is, not waiting until we've cleaned up our act or dried our tears, but right now, leaks and all. My role model isn't Mary or Martha. It's Marcia from Missouri, who bravely gave herself to God and trusted him to bring the tissues. I'm Liz Curtis Higgs. Thanks for listening.